Clark, who is the Iowa women's basketball stud, is the best women's basketball player. I would say that she is a stud in women's basketball. Ranchers fired out. They're after me, right? If I were headed to the ranch this weekend, I'd be in trouble for July 4th.
What happened to Yellowstone? You know, you got me to start watch. I took your TV rec, which is very hard to get me to take a TV rec because I'm, you know, not easy to please with my. I don't watch a lot of TV, and so when I do, it has to be really good. Carrie and I just finished Band. I'd never seen, which is crazy. I admit, I'd never seen Band of Brothers before.
Yeah,
so we just finished Band of Brothers, which holds up so well and is so good. That was when HBO was just making like really good stuff. A lot of really good series.
Tom Hanks, all of those movies, right, around World War II and the things that they did for all the World War II veterans. I mean, the Tom Hanks and Gary Sinise, like, they don't get enough credit for what they did to preserve those stories.
Right. Well, it feels almost like a adjunct or continuation of Saving Private Ryan. I think it came out roughly around the same time. And so there was this whole moment where they were just making really exceptional World War II European theater. Now we're going to watch The Pacific, which I also haven't seen in the, obviously, Pacific Theater. So I'll have to check that one out. But Yellowstone, you get me all excited. You say it's so great. You tell me you and Mrs. Travis love Yellowstone. I watch it. Carrie likes it. We're all excited. And now they're just like not going to end it. It's not going to finish.
Yeah. Kevin Costner evidently has just walked out. He can't get along with Taylor Sheridan, who is the creator of that show and basically all of the Yellowstone entire surrounding apparatus, right? All the other shows. And yeah, it stinks. I mean, it feels like they had 5 or 6 episodes left to shoot, and Kevin Costner just pulled the ripcord and said, I'm not doing this anymore.
Man, you know?
Costner getting divorced. I was reading in the New York Post, Buck. What do you think Kevin Costner made last year? How much money? According to his tax filings.
Oh, gosh. $100 million?
$19 million. But he's probably made hundreds, certainly, of millions of dollars.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was actually, because I saw that the divorce is going to cost him $150 million.
Yeah, that might be right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a mess.
And we have an important caller. Okay,
right,
here we go.
Hey, Clay.
Oh, this is my wife. What's up, dollface?
Yes. I was just calling to say that I'm dying over your allegation that you are also related to the Alamo, Travis, because...
Well, look, this is a major point of contention in our...
This is an ongoing thing in our family that every time someone who's even remotely famous with the last name Travis comes up, Clay claims that he is definitely related to that person.
I am related to Merle Travis, who is like the 16 tons guy. That is a direct cousin.
Of course.
And I think William Barrett Travis. Laura refuses to acknowledge. I even showed her the genealogy charts. We're related to Andrew Jackson.
Lots of other Jacksons, apparently. And that Travis is such an uncommon last name that you can pretty much guarantee that you're related to every Travis.
I just want to say real quick, Laura, that the audience is all sure that you're going to absolutely crush the bar exam. So we wanted to say that.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Famed economist and best-selling author Nomi Prinz is out with a new warning. She says a small group of financial elites are plotting a drastic action unlike anything we've seen since 1971. The White House, the World Economic Forum, even Bill Gates are all involved. According to her research, your ability to spend, borrow, save, and invest could soon be restricted with the push of a button. Our financial system is about to be transformed in a way that would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. And it all starts this month in July. Bank of America is calling it inevitable. If you've got any money in a U.S. bank account or retirement plan, get all the facts at disappearingdollar.com. You may not like what Dr. Prinz has to say, but at the very least, you'll be prepared when events take a turn for the worst. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Don't be caught by surprise. I can't emphasize this enough. Go to disappearingdollar.com. One more time, that's disappearingdollar.com. Go there now.
Paid for by Rogue Economics. I've told you about my lower back pain and how kneeling in church on Sunday was becoming nearly unbearable. Sebastian Gorka here. I've also told you about how Relief Factor has helped almost eliminate my pain. Now, let me tell you what Robert in California says about his experience with Relief Factor. Robert writes, I didn't think Relief Factor was working until I ran out mid-month. After about 3 days, the pain was back to where it started. It was a great test for me to see how much Relief Factor really works. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing and living the life you love. Your first step to becoming pain-free from aches and pains from daily living could be just to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. That's relieffactor.com. Or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call Pro Price.
It happened again, didn't it? That perfect moment you've been waiting for. But just when things are really heating up. Yes, erectile dysfunction. Are you feeling frustration? Inadequate? Failure? Embarrassment? You really want a solution. There is a better, safer, organic treatment available. Call Las Vegas Aesthetics today for a free private consultation. 702-664.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studio. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A Christian graphic artist who wants to design wedding websites can refuse to work with same-sex couples. That's according to a 6-3 decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. It's a defeat for gay activists who have succeeded in getting anti-discrimination laws passed in many states and cities. Alliance Defending Freedom argued the case before the High Court. Senior counsel Matt Sharp says,
when these state public accommodation laws that include sexual orientation and gender identity collide with the Constitution must prevail.
Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote in the First Amendment, rather, envisions a United States where people are free to think and speak as they wish. President Biden says the fight is not over after the Supreme Court kills his student debt relief plan. In a 6-3 decision, the High Court blocked the president's plan to cancel up to $20,000 in student loan debt. The conservative majority ruled that Mr. Biden overstepped his executive authority. Also at townhall.com, House Democrats claim they've unearthed a piece of evidence that refutes Republican claims of an alleged multi-million-dollar criminal bribery scheme between then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national.
Democrats on the GOP-led House Oversight Committee this week claimed that a document from the 2019 impeachment probe into then-President Donald Trump rebuts Republican claims of the potential bribery scheme. The top Democrat on the House panel, Jamie Raskin from Maryland, released the document in a letter he sent to the committee's GOP chairman, James Comer from Kentucky. Chairman Comer has not yet commented on the Democrats' document.
Congressional correspondent Edwin Morrow with that report. On Wall Street, all three major indexes are up around 1%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You may have heard some talk about the ERC, that's the Employee Retention Credit. It's a federal program that provides small business owners like you up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in payroll tax refunds to your business. What's not to like about that? Just one call to Careful Accounting Associates at 800-315-8175 is all it takes to find out if you qualify for quick funding with one of our accredited funding partners in as little as 72 hours. Our process has been thoroughly vetted by a team of experienced tax attorneys and CPAs, and our refund specialists will work tirelessly to get you every penny your business deserves. Plus, with our exclusive audit assistance guarantee, your business is protected. Call Careful Accounting Associates now at 800-315-8175. See if you qualify for for an ERC advance payment and get the cash your business needs to succeed. That's 800-315-8175. Your small business may qualify to receive up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in employee payroll tax refunds. Call 800-315-8175.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Yesterday marked 294 straight days since temperatures hit 100 degrees. That's going to change in just a little while and be followed by excessive heat. In fact, an excessive heat warning has been issued for portions of southern Nevada from tomorrow morning through Monday evening. Daytime highs could reach 112 degrees Sunday and Monday before cooling a bit in the middle of the week. Clark County is opening daytime cooling stations from tomorrow through Monday for those who need a break from those triple-digit temperatures. Lake Mead officials are advising you drink lots of water and avoid prolonged exposure to the sun if you're heading out to the lake this long weekend. The Nevada State Education Association has filed paperwork to form a political action committee to oppose public funding for the proposed Las Vegas stadium for the Oakland A's. The PAC, called Schools Over Stadiums, SOS, says they plan to pursue litigation and a statewide vote on the stadium's public funding. Senate Bill 1 was recently signed by Governor Lombardo, allocating up to $380 million in public money to help build that $1.5 billion stadium for the A's at the intersection of Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Moderate flows right now on area freeways. No delays on the Beltway 215 or Interstate 515 right now. We do see some heavy volumes, though, on Interstate 15 through the resort area. That's northbound at Sunset and southbound at Flamingo.
Gather round. Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday. It's a holiday Friday. A lot of you are making it a four-day work week, and that's dynamite. You're going to be off Monday, maybe. Maybe you're going to be off Tuesday as well for the 4th of July. So much to talk about. We're going to get to all of it, including the Supreme Court decisions, and we're going to be joined in just a minute by Danielle Gallant, the Assemblywoman from District 23. We'll talk to her about a whole myriad of topics. We'll do that in just a couple minutes. But first, even as we approach the 4th of July holiday, we still like to celebrate something very, very special, and that is the best day of the week.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
You just gotta love it. Getting ready for the holiday weekend. Always good to have on the show Assemblywoman from District 23, Danielle Gallant, who joins us. She has come down from 129 days in Carson City. Two special sessions. It was wild. It was crazy. Danielle, first of all, thanks for joining us. Welcome back home. And how are you feeling overall about the 82nd Nevada legislature?
Well, it's great to be back home. It's great to be back on your show, Kevin. I feel good about the session. It was a tough session, but I think our governor did the best he could, and I think our caucus did the best we could with the resources that we were given, which wasn't much being in the super minority.
The performance of the governor, he has come under some criticism on a number of different fronts. But overall, your thoughts on the performance of this brand new governor, Joe Lombardo?
Look, he vetoed over 75 bills, more bills than any other governor in the history of Nevada. And he has stuck to his principles in terms of being true to constitutional mandates. That's helped protect our Second Amendment rights. I know we don't always love some of the decisions that anybody makes, any of our leaders, but his premise has been the same, and he's been true to sticking with constitutional policies and making sure that Nevada is in line with those and is not violating any constitutional mandates.
Are you disappointed he didn't get a lot of his priorities? He got the school safety thing, but beyond that, not much from the Democrats.
Well, we were disappointed we weren't able to expand opportunity scholarships, but unfortunately that message really overshadowed the things that we did get. So we got transportation for charter schools. That's huge. Cities and municipalities are allowed to sponsor charter schools. Again, huge win. And also now we have accountability with the spending. So Washoe and CCSD are going to be audited, as well as having to prove that they are going to improve the scores with the massive amount of money that we have allocated to them this session.
I want to ask you about a couple of different topics that have come up when it comes to criticism of the legislature. First of all, the capital improvements bill. Some are saying, oh, it's a tax, it's a tax. Was it a tax? And by the way, did you vote for it?
I did vote for it. So it's kind of a long story, so I'm going to be very quick about this. The night of signing die, we were asked to be a caucus no because we were hoping to be able to leverage the CIP for opportunity scholarships. So all the Republicans in both houses both voted no, and it did kill it, which then prompted a special session the very next day that lasted about 4 hours. It became very apparent that the Democrats were not interested in negotiating whatsoever. They wanted to make our governor look bad. Well, what a better way to make us look bad than to have the Republicans dig their heels in and not pass the CIP in a special session, gavel in, gavel out for 20 days, and then we default on our bonds. So what everybody is discussing is the ad valorem tax. Essentially what it does is it reinvests in our bonds and it maintains our A++ rating, our bond rating for Nevada. Well, if we default on that, then our bond rating tanks. And that's bad for business. Plus, on top of it, that CIP ad valorem tax is constitutionally mandated at the state and federal level. We are required to pass this, and it is passed every single session. And so it was I felt like it was important in order to support Nevada, support our businesses, and maintain our A++ bond rating to vote for the CIP in the special session, since it was obvious we were not going to be ever getting opportunity scholarships from the Democrats.
Another big issue was the A Stadium. First of all, how did you vote? And are you still satisfied with that vote now?
I am. I did vote for the A Stadium. It's a good deal. For every tax dollar that we don't collect, which is an abatement, we're telling the A's, you meet these certain benchmarks and we will give you certain tax abatements, which means you just have to pay less taxes. So for every $1 we don't collect, we're actually getting $3 back. And those are very conservative numbers. One of my asks in the very beginning, before everybody had their hands out, was that the Neon Museum, if you're familiar with it, is just rich with Las Vegas history, and they needed a new home. And I thought, what a better way for the A's to embrace Vegas by embracing the Neon Museum and the rich history and stories behind each of those signs. So the Neon Museum and the A's have come to an agreement and are in continued discussions, but it looks like we are going to have many of the old Las Vegas neon signs integrated into the stadium.
I think that's a great idea. And I wish I had thought of it. I got to tell you, I wish I had thought of it. There is word today, and you may have heard on the news, there is a new PAC that wants to stop the funding for the A's stadium and put it before a vote of the voters. First of all, do you think it'll be successful? And because there are a lot of people that really don't like the idea of public funding for a stadium.
I think it is short-sighted. They're concerned. It's almost like they're acting like Nevada is going to write a $300-plus million check to the A's stadium, and that is far from the truth. We're saying, hey, thanks for coming and spending a bunch of money in our state, which means that we get to collect $1.5 billion, and we're just going to make it hurt a little less, and we'll collect $1.2 billion. So I would rather have that $1.2 billion than nothing. And this is standard practice from state to state with various, sports teams. And so it's important that we emulate and are competitive with other states so that we can attract more professional leagues here in Nevada, because we're a destination city and people come and visit and they want to go and have fun. And what better way than to go see a baseball game and catch a show and do a little gambling and hang out at the pool.
Are you satisfied the A Stadium will survive, that it will be built, on that Tropicana site?
I am. And one of the best things about this deal is that the Tropicana is selling that for $1 to the A's. After the stadium's built, that land and the stadium will be deeded to the state.
That is good news. I want to ask you about one other issue that came up, and it always makes people angry, and it's the transgender bill, which, by the way, now, if I'm not mistaken, it now includes parental consent. Is that right?
It does. So, look, I voted against this. I'm a mother of two boys. I do not think 18-year-old and younger are ready to make major medical decisions. And every time I take my kids to the doctor, they need to have my consent, whether it's a shot or whether they might have to get surgery or some major testing. So I think it is imperative that parents are included in this decision process of, unfortunately, mutilating bodies. However, there's a lot of misconceptions about AB 163, or I think it was SB 163, my apologies. And essentially, the insurance companies are already providing that coverage, so the governor did not mandate something that is not already happening. The win on this is that parental consent is now in statute, which we did not have before.
I want to ask you, you had so much fun over the course of 129 days. You want to do this again?
I absolutely am doing this again. I am all on board, 100% in, and I'm looking forward to next session because I learned a lot. but I was definitely treading water because it's just like a flood of information with the process and players and personalities. So I'm looking forward to going into the second session for myself with a greater understanding of how the process works.
What did you learn? What was the thing that stands out to you that you learned over the course of these 129 days?
I think just personally, one of the things I learned is how grateful I am for my life when I'm not up there.
Yeah.
I did not understand the minute I walked through those doors that I was giving up agency of my life for 4 months. And that's, you know, a big shift and a huge change for somebody who's a business owner and mom of two boys. And I have a husband that's very supportive. And so that was definitely eye-opening. And I quickly said I can't get frustrated because I can't change this. But it also has made me very mindful that at any point, if the Republican Party can finally get into the majority, to be much kinder to the minority, because it is very difficult to be at the whim of somebody else. And then also they only tell you at the last minute.
That brings us to the next election, as in elections have consequences. It is imperative that we improve your folks' position, your party's position in the legislative process. How important is this next election? And I'll give you as much time as you want on this one.
I think we are looking at one of the most integral election cycles for Nevada, because the people have voted for governor to bring back balance to Nevada, because under Sisolak for 4 years, it was very imbalanced. And if we don't pick up seats in the assembly and at least maintain the seats in the Senate, that balance is going to be gone, because the Democrats will have veto power and our governor will be powerless.
And what is the mission? I mean, what is the mission statement as we get set for this next election cycle, vetting candidates, raising money? What stands out for you as the most important part of this process?
I think there's a couple issues that we need to address. First of all, the Republicans need to get better at communication and media. We're really lacking in that realm, definitely compared to the Democrats. The other thing that we need to focus on is doing this early and starting to get the message out now about our candidates, their story, their platform, their principles, their personality, their character. The other concern I have, which we are seeing, is that Republicans love to eat their own. And right now we have a fraction of the Republican Party that are coming out against our governor and many of the current legislators, Republican legislators. And we are the minority, and we do not have the luxury of infighting. It is imperative that we stick together, that we start having questions or asking questions and finding out those answers before snap decisions, and then using a platform to go after a governor who has really held the line for us this last session.
And the campaign begins?
We're in a blackout period for fundraising, so that doesn't, so we can't start fundraising until July 5th, I believe it is. So it's just around the corner, but most of us don't really get started in having those conversations until August and September. I will say I've been going out to a lot of the Republican clubs and doing a lot of interviews to be able to educate the constituents on what it really happened up there, so that we're not, you know, so far behind in our messaging that we're kind of, you know, trying to push a boulder up a hill once we're able to, you know, hit the ground running for campaign season.
And in our final minute, were you happy with the performance of Republican leadership in Carson City?
I was. I mean, it's not easy being in the minority, and it is it's a no-win job. And so I think PK did a really good job keeping things civil and respectful for between the Democrats and the Republicans. He worked so hard to get a bill passed for everyone. And then there were some shenanigans in the end where a couple of us weren't able to get our bills passed. My bills weren't passed because I put my caucus